Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, today is Rogation Sunday, and if you are like me and you did not grow up Anglican or Roman Catholic, you're probably thinking, what in the world is Rogation Sunday? Well, let's go back in time, 600 years. Imagine with me a village in the English countryside. A crowd has gathered outside the church on this very day, Rogation Sunday, and the priest's shoes whisper across the stones as he leads a jostling procession out of the town. Bright blue and scarlet banners snap in the breeze. Children ring handbells, and a very solemn youth marches at the fore, holding the parish cross high. The priest adjusts his cope, that embroidered cape fetched together with a clasp. He squints at his prayer book, and the priest's nasal voice drifts back over all of the line of people as he begins to chant the Litany of the Saints, a rogare prayer, an asking prayer, a prayer that asks God for good crops and goodwill. Thurifers swing their incense and simple folk fold their hands, and the altar boys proffer their candles outside of the church, and together they chant their responses, Lord, hear our prayer. And the parade makes its way into the commons. Hereford cows raise shaggy horned heads and chew their cud contentedly. A few goats run and skip beside the waving lines of people. Past the stone fence march all of the villagers, past the stone fence into the wheat fields. The yellow shocks sway and bend with thick golden kernels. And as the villagers begin to mark the boundaries of their parish with their feet, the priest sings Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all of your diseases. And over the next few days, the priest leads this same liturgical ramble, this asking ramble, to every corner of the parish. And all the while, village feet sketch out the shape of the people's place in this world. From above, a kind of strange angled geometry, the people beat the bounds, as it is called, marking out who they are in this landscape, tracing their borders, and begging God's blessing on the fruits of their labor in this place at this time. The prayers roll across the land like a holy fog. Grins spread on weathered faces at the thought of the little devils tripping over themselves to get out of the way of the prayers. No more will demons whisper divisive words between smith and farmer, duke and peasant. Rogation Sunday, sisters and brothers, comes from the Latin word rogare, which means to ask. Rogation Sunday was a day of asking, a day of praying for God's favor on the village and its harvest. Eamon Duffy, the medieval historian, observes that the Rogation Tide processions were designed to drive out of the community the evil spirits who created division between neighbors and sickness in man and beast, and to bring good weather and blessing and fertility to the fields. But Duffy observes that Rogation Sunday was also what he calls a ritual of demarcation, beating the bounds of the community, defining its identity over against that of neighboring parishes, and symbolizing its own unity in faith and charity. In other words, Rogation Sunday was not only a day of asking, a day of prayer, but also a day to relive the parish's boundaries. What made that parish who it is? And so, sisters and brothers, this morning we beat the bounds of our parish in spirit. Maybe someday we'll do it in the flesh. We'll get John to swing some incense outside. But this morning, as we beat the bounds of our parish in spirit, we relive our parish's boundaries. And the question arises, what are our boundaries? What makes us distinct? What does it mean to be St. Stephen's Anglican Church? What makes us the parish that we are as a healthy people? We've all had that question thrown to us. You go to an Anglican church? What is that? Never heard of that. And we might not know quite how to answer that question. What is our identity as an Anglican? But this morning, as we march out of the village, God gives us an answer. Our priest's shoes whisper over the stones, not my shoes, but the shoes of another, the true priest. Jesus adjusts his coat and squints at his prayer book. This morning, Jesus leads us around the boundaries of who we are here at St. Stephen's Anglican Church. Jesus parades us beside the wheat fields of inner life. We wave banners and our children clang cowbells as we march past the cud-chewing cows of angels and archangels. These are the boundaries, says Jesus. These are the boundaries of who you are. This is what it means to be part of this parish, part of St. Stephen's Anglican Church. Truly, truly, I say to you, says Jesus, if you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said this to you in figures. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in figures, but I tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from the Father. Sisters and brothers, this morning Jesus shows us who we are as a people. Jesus shows us that we are an asking people. We are a people who ask, who pray in Jesus' name. The shape of our parish is the shape of our prayer. What defines us as Anglicans is prayer. From above, the strange angled geometry of our Anglican boundaries is that we are a people who pray in Jesus' name. As Anglicans, we are the Rogation people, rogare, asking, the asking people. And this is quite literally true. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but as Anglicans, we identify ourselves as prayer book Christians, as people who pray in a specific way. When someone asks the boundaries of who we are, what do you believe? What makes you as an Anglican? We hand them a Book of Common Prayer. Come see how we pray in Jesus' name here in Flowood, Mississippi. Our identity is not found in the world's bizarre dance of shifting identities. Our identity is not even found in confessions of faith, good as those things are. When Jesus leads us in beating the bounds, we find that our feet trace out the boundaries of a parish who prays in Jesus' name. Jesus' name prayed through in this specific place. Sisters and brothers, in our Heavenly Father's good providing care, he has given us Anglicans a beautiful heritage, a resource, a book of prayer that marks out the boundaries of who we are. And as Jesus leads us in beating the boundaries again this morning, maybe it's time for us to pick up that prayer book again. Maybe it's time to embrace who we are as Anglicans, a Rogation people, an asking people, who not only come together to pray on Sundays, but also a people who pray their prayers morning and evening. For these are our parish boundaries. This is what it means to be a healthy St. Stephen's Anglican church, a praying church. And so again, this morning, sisters and brothers, I ask, will you pray with me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.